Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
That was the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Mike Pettine. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm with you here in the Dog Bowl in Berea for the next hour. Michael Redguy will then step in for me at 2 o'clock. We will also re-air Mike Pettine's press conference in its entirety at 2 p.m. Eastern here on Cleveland Browns Daily, of course, driven by Liberty Ford. Now, Mike Pettine saying he's excited to see what's going to happen with Johnny Manziel. He's seen it in practice. He stayed here all night Tuesday working on his preparation to get ready. And we're going to get into kind of our reaction to that press conference very, very shortly. But we're going to kick the show off today with a man that I love from CBS Sports, their NFL insider, Pete Prisco. He will be with us on the hotline. Emma, do we have him now? I'm not sure.
I'll take it as a no.
I'll take that as a no. Well, let us know when we've got Pete Prisco. He's ready. All right, we've got Pete Prisco now from CBS. Pete, welcome to the show. How you doing today?
What's up, man? How are you guys?
It's good to be with you, Pete. You've been calling for this since week one. It has finally happened. Your reaction to the Browns making the switch to Johnny Manziel?
Well, I think it's the right decision. I thought they waited too long, to be honest with you. I'm a big believer if you draft that guy in the first round, you go play him and get on with it. And that's why I said all along I would have played him. And maybe he wasn't ready, but you know what? You can't account for game action. And by that I mean, even if you play poorly, you learn from it. Even if you lose the game, you learn from it. You learn how to win. You learn how to lose. You learn how to people game plan for you when you burst onto the scene and maybe you have success early. And I think, to me, that's stuff he's missed up until this point. I get it. They thought they were in the playoff race. And, they, you know, to be truthful, they probably were, even if I don't think they're going to get there. But I think this is the best thing for the franchise.
Pete, what are some of your expectations for Johnny Manziel in his first start? And also, too, what are you excited about as a part of Johnny Manziel's game as he becomes the starter for the Cleveland Browns?
Well, I want to see him. You know, I know the first inclination is to get out of the pocket, and I highlighted that a couple weeks ago in the game when he ran for the touchdown. He actually had West wide open on you know, outside once he got – you know, took a couple steps up in the pocket. And to me, that's what I want to see. I want to see him keep his – yeah, it was a positive play. It was a touchdown. But I want to see him keep your eyes up and make a throw like that. And I think as he gets more comfortable playing, he's going to do that. He's a smart kid. You know, people kill him for, like, going to the basketball game last week. And, you know, here's the thing on that. Everybody you talk to around the league, everybody, before the draft process, after the draft process, and even when he was, you know, playing in the preseason, the one thing they say about him, he's a football savant. He understands the game. It doesn't take him, time and tons of time to understand what he has to do. And to me, that's very telling. Now, do you have to put the work in? Absolutely. But if you worked all day on a Tuesday and then you go to watch the basketball game at nighttime, so what?
Exactly.
I think that was a big, huge overreaction about a bunch of nothing.
It's certainly, I agree with you. It's also Tuesday, the player's day off that day, and I know he did put in work. Now that he knows he is the starter, apparently stayed here into the night last night with the offensive coaches getting ready for his first start against the Cincinnati Bengals. When you look at this Browns team and you look at the offense and the way that it had struggled with Brian Hoyer, what do you think Johnny can bring to the offense? And what are your overall impressions of this Browns team in the first year of head coach Mike Pettine's tenure?
I think he's done a terrific job with that team. I think the defense has had some problems that we didn't expect to see, particularly against the run. I think that's a little bit of a red flag to me going forward. But I think they've done a good job. I mean, look, they're in the mix, and you can't ask for anything more than that with a team that doesn't have a franchise quarterback. And all the stuff that went on around them, the Josh Gordon situation, the Jordan Cameron situation, all that. You know, and then Gibson goes down. I mean, there's been so many things that have affected this team. So I give Mike Pettine a grade. I really do. I think, you know, aside from the quarterback situation, which I didn't agree with him on, I think I give him an A grade, and I like what he's doing there, and I like what he's going to do doing forward. And this is the whole thing. You draft that quarterback in the first round, you have to find out what he could do. And if he's your guy for the long run, you know what? The Cleveland Browns are going to be set at that quarterback position, and they're going to be in the mix for a long, long time. That's what a great quarterback, that's what a franchise quarterback does for you.
You're certainly right about that. And the other rookies taken in the first round have all been playing. Blake Bortles down there in Jacksonville, where you are with the Jags. Of course, Teddy Bridgewater Bridgewater, who's playing phenomenally well right now for Minnesota, and David Carr. What have your impressions been of those quarterbacks?
They flash, and then they disappear, and then they flash, and then they disappear, which is what you expect. And, you know, Bortles burst onto the scene, and it was very good the first couple weeks. And then teams started game planning for him. Then he had to learn how to handle, how to be game planned for. They you know, they have a book on you. And he's adjusted again after that. He's getting better again. So I think that's a good step. And same with Carr. You know, Carr bounced back from a horrible game last week and played really well last week. And Bridgewater's starting to pick it up. I think they're learning all the little things you need to do to play quarterback in the National Football League. And, you know, and for Johnny Manziel, the next, you know, 3 weeks are going to be about that for him. It's not, you know, and I know Browns fans want to think they have a chance to make the playoffs, and maybe they do, but this is all about 2015 and 2016. If Johnny Manziel goes out and plays well and you don't win, you step back from it, you go, yeah, you'd like to win the game, but then you're going to go in the next season, you're going to go, you know what? They have this thing. This thing's going to be a good situation for a long time with a good quarterback.
Pete, what's your take upon Marvin Lewis's comments earlier in the week about Johnny Manziel and more so little people? It was a little, for me, uncalled for coming from a head football coach.
Yeah, I was a little shocked by that. And you know, and Marvin stepped away from it and apologized, but he shouldn't have said that. And you know, he was talking football speak kind of without using the proper description for it. What he wanted to say was he's not going to change what you do, the way you rush him, just because he's in the, you know, he can move around a little bit. And he meant especially a short quarterback. And he didn't use the right words, and it came off very, very poorly for Marvin Lewis.
We're on the Ohio Business Machines Hotline with Pete Prisco, NFL analyst for CBS Sports, cbssports.com. You can follow him on Twitter, and you should, because he'll get into some great kerfuffles on the internet with various hooligans and you know, morons out there who challenge him at Prisco CBS. One of my favorite parts of following Pete, and certainly his engagement with Mike Freeman on Twitter as well. You obviously watch a ton of tape. That's one of the reasons that I think you do such a great job. What do you think of Joe Hayden's play this year and the way that he's elevated his game? I know he ended up ultimately having a little bit of a tough time with T.Y. Hilton at the end on Sunday, but for the most part, he's gone against the number one receiver and a lot of very good ones and performed very, very well.
He has. And, you know, early in the season, I thought he struggled a little bit.
Yeah.
And you know, really came on strong. And, you know, up until that, late, like you said, late last week, not quite as good. But, I mean, the last month he had been fantastic. You know, and that's the thing about the Browns. You know, you want four positions in this league nowadays. Actually, five now, because it's kind of changed with the way the receiver plays. They have the great corner. They have guys who can rush the passer. They don't have an elite pass rusher, although, you know, Mingo needs to get it going, and at times he looks like he can have that. They have the left tackle, Joe Thomas. You have the big play wide receiver in Josh Gordon. Now you just need to settle the quarterback position. The Browns have talent. And if you have talent at five positions, the five marquee positions in the National Football League, you can fill in the rest of them.
Pete, you talked about Josh Gordon, and you know, he's had 3 weeks to return. If you've got to watch him, what's wrong with Josh, and why has he yet to kind of jump back into that form that we saw him last football season?
Well, I think that takes a little time getting back acclimated to the offense. I think, for me, that's part of the problem. You know, people say he loafs. I don't necessarily see that. Or there are times when you look at him and you go, okay, he ran the wrong route. I thought one of the interception in was a Buffalo. I thought that was his fault. He's got to snap that route off in front of the safety, and he didn't. So little things. It's just little things. But you know what? The first week out, he went out in Atlanta, and they targeted him 16 times or something.
Yes.
And he should have had a big play, and Hoyer missed him late in the game. You know, that wasn't his fault when the interception. He ran that right. I thought the route was run the right way, and Hoyer just made a bad throw. So I think it's just a bunch of little things. He still has all that talent. There's still a ton of talent there.
There's no question about that. You have long said the read option would disappear from the NFL, and you were saying that in the midst of its heyday. You ultimately were correct about that. Do you think the Browns will integrate some of those concepts now that they've gone from Brian Hoyer to Johnny Manziel? How much do you expect to see of that, and how much should you see of that?
They will, and to me, I don't like it, I'll be honest with you. I just think when you do that kind of thing, it's the training wheels, and I use that example all the time. The training wheels were on your guy in San Francisco, and he got to a certain level, and then he never developed. When the training wheels came off, the bike fell. You know, the training wheels were on RG3, and he rode the bike very well as a first-year player, and then when the wheels came off, he fell off the bike. And, you know, that happens. I still, you know, Russell Wilson won a Super Bowl, but I still got to see him with the training wheels off. to me, why do that? All you're doing is, and I know it's coach think when you say, okay, I'm going to try and win now, and I can gimmick up some stuff for this kid, and we might be able to win a game or two. That's all well and good, but eventually the guy slows down. Nobody gets faster as they get older. The guy slows down, and people figure it out, and you end up back where you should be in the first place, which is in the pocket, making reads, 1, 2, 3, 4, check down. And if you have to move, move to throw. And I think, right. You know, Aaron Rodgers moves to throw. You move to throw, you don't move to run. So any gimmick up stuff, to me, all that does is delays the inevitable on where you actually have to get to, which is inside the pocket.
No question. You got to be able to win from the pocket. We're talking with Pete Prisco from CBS Sports. And Pete, I know you got to get out of here soon, but since our buddy Brian Westbrook is not here with us right now, we can get your honest feelings on the running back position. And do you think the Browns actually have it right at that spot, going with rookies, undrafted free agent guy, Isaiah Crowell? That's kind of always been your philosophy, is just to throw some assets out there, but don't make that the primary focus of your spending or your payroll.
I mean, all you got to do is look at what they did in free agency when paid Ben Tate and ended up with a guy who's, you know, off the scrap heap. Although Crowell was a big player at one point before he got in trouble. To me, that's the exact philosophy I would take. I don't think they win games anymore. They're complementary pieces. Yeah, you can throw to score and run to win, and by that I mean you get up 14 points and then you run your running back in the fourth quarter. But the way these guys are, I always joke around, there's a box, and you just reach in and pull one out and throw them on there, and then the other one gets hurt, you reach out and you throw one in. Look at Denver, C.J. Anderson. Go ahead, here, you're up now, and look what he's doing. I mean, you can find these guys anywhere. And so, yeah, I think the Browns have taken the right approach there.
How do you see the Browns-Bengals going down this Sunday, Johnny Manziel's first start?
I think the Bengals are going to regroup this week, but I think it's going to be a tough, low-scoring game. And Bengals' defense was terrible last week, and they had been playing really good football. It was kind of like an aberration because I thought Geno Atkins was getting back to where he was. I think this time around the Bengals find a way to win a close one, but it's going to be a tight game, and I, for one, can't wait to watch Johnny Manziel.
I certainly cannot either. Follow him on Twitter at PriscoCBS. You can check out all his great work at CBSSports.com as well. The one and only Pete Prisco. Thanks for joining us, brother. Good to talk to you.
All right, guys. Take care.
All right. When we come back, we'll get into our thoughts, our reaction from Mike Pence's press conference. We'll take your phone calls. Get your reaction. 216-578-0850. Here is the first hour of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, is underway.